following audio is from the Lifeway Church. For more information about the Lifeway, please visit our website at www.thelifeway.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. How many of you are happy to be awake on a brand new year, a brand new day? Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. It's great to be in service with you here today. I like to sometimes start with a few questions, make sure everybody's kind of awake. How many of you here make New Year's resolutions? Let me see your hands. And nobody? Okay, a handful. Okay, keep your hands up. All right, how many of you, even if you don't officially write them down, you think about things that you would like to do better, right? So that's probably 75, 80% of us, all right? I hope that one of your New Year's resolutions for this year was to be in church each Sunday. And if that happens to be one of yours, congratulations, you've made it the first day without breaking it this year. I noticed that there was still a pretty good run at the donut table, so some of us already messed that one up, and it only took about 5 hours, waking hours, to do that. But today's going to be a little bit of a different service. In fact, you may notice we've got our wonderful children in with us. I just felt it was important. Our Kids Way staff, they're amazing. They work so hard, and I felt like it was important to give them a week off. So let's give our Kids Way team a great hand. They are amazing. And so there may be a little bit of extra noise here, but guess what? Their moms are tuning them out, so you just tune them out as well, okay? All right, moms have this amazing gift of just tuning anything out, so just pretend that you know, you've got that gift today. Right now, I'm going to actually, this is, like I said, going to be a little bit of a different service. I'm going to share a shorter message with you that I feel is really important. This is just a standalone. We'll start a brand new series on next week. But then we're going to devote the remainder of our time together to sing together, to worshiping God together. And I think it's going to be a great time. As I taught a month or so ago, God really, we know that God desires firsts. He desires our first. He desires our best. And so what I felt it was so appropriate to do this first, actually falling on the Sunday, is really dedicating this Sunday to the worship of Him. And so I know that God wants to do something very special in all of our lives. And so if we're not in too much of a hurry to get through, you know, fortunately they flexed the Packer game till 7:30. I'm not going to preach anywhere that long. We'll have you out of here in plenty of time to get lunch and probably dinner before the Packer game today. But this is going to be a great day today. Someone once stated that a wasted life is really nothing more than a collection of wasted days. And as long as God allows it, each one of us in this room today start the new year with the same number of opportunities. 365. 365 days that we can choose to use and invest in eternal things, or simply allow them to drift by without taking advantage of the gift that we have been given. You know, the difference between those who succeed, if you study history, if you study the lives of successful people, the difference between those who succeed and those who fail is not found in talent, but it's found in diligence, it's found in effort, it's found in intentionality. I love what Psalms 90:12 says. It says, "Teach us to number our days." Now, none of us sitting here in this room know the number of days that God has given us, but yet the psalmist says, teach us to number our days. I think it really means teach us to value the days that we have, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. God has given each of us in this room a number of days, and what we do with those days actually determines the quality of the lives that we lead. And not only that, but how we use them will determine where we spend eternity. And I know that's a little bit of a sobering thought, but it's the truth this morning. You know, there's really nothing magical about January 1st, but it does offer us a great opportunity, a unique opportunity to reflect back over what has been and look forward to a chance of new beginnings, to figure out the areas that we may have drifted away, and to establish some course correction, to redefine some boundaries. Proverbs 21:5 says this, the plans, everybody say the plans. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Everyone who fails to plan, everyone who just does things haphazardly is going to go down the road towards poverty. You know, there are so many of us in this room that if we had the time to talk one-on-one this morning where we've had those moments where God has reached down maybe in a quiet time in the morning and he's given us these visions of areas that we need to improve and places that we need to go in and areas that we need to grow in to be healthy. You know, to exercise, to get in shape, to be better students, to become a better employee, to be better children, better parents, and better spouses. But too often what happens in our lives is when God nudges us in those ways to come up higher, we simply just brush them aside and say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, right? We'll get to it tomorrow. And before we know, we blink and a whole calendar year has passed and we've never gotten to what God has led us to do. And because of that, our lives are literally like ships lost out at sea with no sail, no oars, no motor. We drift aimlessly, our direction determined only by the forces of nature. We have no direction. We have no purpose. And see, that's what happens in our lives when we live our lives without a roadmap, without a plan, when we leave it up to our own carnal nature, we will always drift and waste away our days. And the real tragedy occurs when the drifting continues year after year after year. And we never become the person that we know that God has destined us to be. One person said it just like this. He said, if you fail to plan, it's the first blank in your outline if you're following along with us. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. And so while you may not be, I saw just a small number of hands go up when I asked. It was a trick question. I was going to get you later. I knew if you made New Year's resolutions. If you're not that, this morning I really urge you to encourage you to reconsider making some plans, making some resolutions. And so this morning, very quickly, I want to give you three very simple, very practical things that will help you to live your life avoiding the drift. How many of you want to avoid the drift in life, right? I think all of us do. So here's number one, the first thing. Number one, pray first. Everybody say pray first. Pray first and then write it down in your outline. So often when life gets tough, when we have difficult decisions to make, we do everything but pray. Well, you know, what do? We talk to our friends. You know, if our parents are still around, we talk to our parents. We strategize. We talk with our spouse, and we try to come up with ideas. But many of us go through life, and we never talk to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, a very, very short verse, it says this, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In other words, don't even stop. And so we need to learn going into 2017 to pray first. And so that's why every year we devote the month of January. We pretty much cancel just about everything except for Sunday morning service. There's no life groups. We try to keep the schedules wide open as possible. We devote that to 21 days to pray and fast. And that's going to start next Sunday. Listen, nothing is going to realign us quicker to God than spending a season where we focus on talking to Him. You know, where we refuse our flesh, where we turn our plate upside down, so to speak, and we take some time, you know, just getting our flesh under control. And so I'm encouraging each of you here to set aside some time each day to talk to the Lord. If it's medically possible, I'd like for each of one of you to go on some sort of fast. And actually, tomorrow we will have posted on our website some different types of fasts that are available. There's all different kinds of things, no matter what your medical situation is. Most people can do something. But what we want to do is we want to get our flesh under control and get in alignment with what God is wanting to do in us. This month, we'll be having our first Wednesday prayer, and I know some of you are already thinking, well, first Wednesday is in a few days. We've actually pushed it back 1 week, so it would fall within our 21 days of prayer. I'd love for each of you to be there. I'd love for us to just fill up that place and just spend some time dedicating this year to the Lord. Each Sunday, every Sunday morning, we meet here in this auditorium at 9 o'clock a.m. And we pray over the service and we pray over prayer requests. And so I encourage you whenever possible. I know it's not always possible, but I'm encouraging you to come and be a part of that, especially during the 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I believe, this is what I believe, that God is wanting to do some incredible things in our church. But he's waiting to see if we will get our course aligned with him. He's waiting to see if we'll seek his face, if we'll, like the scripture says, turn from our carnal ways. And when we do, I promise that he will show up in extraordinary ways. In fact, before you leave tonight or this morning, in your service guide is a little card that says this. It says a little prayer card. I'd love for each one of you to fill one of these out. What is the one thing that you would like to see God do in your life? And when you leave today, drop it in the giving kiosk. And listen, we're gonna pray over these. You know, maybe your prayer is, I need a new job, or I need salvation for a loved one, or perhaps you need healing in your body, or healing in your marriage, or whatever the situation may be. Listen, prayer works. And so I encourage you to fill out that card and drop it in the giving kiosk, and we're gonna pray over it, and we're going to agree with you. All right? So everybody here, do that. So 21 days of prayer starts when? Next Sunday, all right? January 8th. And so I'm just teaching you three very simple things that will help you avoid the drift. All right, how many of you are ready for number two? Right, if you're ready for number two, wave your hands. I just want to make sure you're still with me. I know a lot of you were up way past your bedtime last night, including me. All right. So many people, let me give you number two. Number two is this, is spend time daily in his word. Spend time daily in his word. So many people are hungry to hear from God, to get a word from the Lord. How many of you have ever known someone that's like, oh, if I could just get a word, I just need a word, right? I just God, give me a word, and they're just waiting for this word. And listen, the way that God often speaks to us most often is through this book. It's through his words. That's how he's going to speak to us. Psalms 119, 105 says it this way. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. And for many of us, spiritually speaking, it's just like this. This is what our lives are like spiritually. And the reason that we end up so much off course is because we are not allowing the Word of God to light up and illuminate our path. And because of that, we end up walking and we can't see where we're going, and we get ourselves into all kinds of situations that we have no business being. And so what we need to do is we need to grab this word, and the scripture says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And because I have this word in my life, I can take a step. And because I'm in this word when I'm going through difficult situations, I can turn to passages like we read in Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. The word is given to you to be a lamp and to guide you and to help you and keep you out of trouble. Come on, clap your hands this morning. And so this year I'm challenging you. Get into God's word. Commit to it. Resolute in your heart to do it. The way that we do it here at the Lifeway Church is a discipline we call SOAP. So each one of you, when you walked in, should have received something that looked just like this. If you didn't get this when you walked in, we've got a bunch of them out at the doors. And so we have this discipline that we call SOAP. And so I want you to just watch this short video for the next couple minutes. It'll describe SOAP.
Hello everyone, Pastor Andrew here. I just wanted to take a moment and let you know that in your service guide or on our mobile app, you can find this month's SOAP reading list. SOAP is our Bible reading and journaling campaign that we encourage everyone to participate in. SOAP is an acronym. It stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. Each day, we want you to read the chapter on the list and then write in the journal the one scripture that stands out or speaks most to you. Then underneath that scripture, you're going to write an O for observation, and you're going to write down observations about the scripture you just read. What do you think God is saying through this scripture? Then you'll write an A for application. Here you will personalize what you've read by asking yourself how it applies to your life right now. And then finally, a P for prayer, where you'll write down a personal message from you to God based on what you just learned, asking Him to help you apply this truth to your life. Please visit Information Central if you need a journal. This really is one of the most impactful disciplines that you can have in your life.
As we embrace your love for the honor of your kingdom, whose reign will never end.
And so I don't want to repeat myself, but I am going to repeat myself. I promise you, I give you my full-fledged promise that this is one of the most life-transforming things that you can do in your journey with Jesus Christ. And so when you walked in, you did get the SOAP journal. Now, I was so excited about getting these journals, and I'll tell you a funny story. This isn't in my notes, but I had to go to every Walmart on the south side of Milwaukee to find enough for the church because no one had them in stock like they normally do. And so I was so excited about finding them that I actually forgot to print off the actual reading guide. So there is no reading guide, but it's actually very easy. We always start in January in the book of Proverbs. So today is Proverbs 1 and right through Proverbs 7, and then I will have these for you next week. Those of you that have the Lifeway Church app, it's a free app. The SOAP reading is also on here, and that list is up to date as of right now. And for those of you, I know there's some of you here, I won't call your names out, but there are some that just hate to read. Is there anybody here that hates to read? I know one or two. There's a handful, all right. Thank you, Ethan. My son raised his hand. You got a lot of years of school left. All right, if you hate to read, I encourage you to get the app. It'll read it for you. You know, I mean, we've tried to make this as easy as possible. You open it up and hit play, and this nice voice, this guy reads it for you. And I mean, we make it as easy as possible. So three things we're talking about today to help you avoid the drift, you know, avoid living your life drifting just without purpose. Number one, pray first. Number two, spend time daily in God's Word. And then finally, number three, develop a quarterly personal growth plan. Develop a quarterly personal growth plan. I know that doesn't sound super spiritual, but I'm going to tie this all around. But in other words, don't spend your life drifting aimlessly, hoping that one day you'll become a better person. Because if you don't have a plan, I promise you, you will drift. It's just the way that life is. And so we must be intentional. We must write out a roadmap. We must set some goals. Zig Ziglar has some great teaching called The Wheel of Life. In fact, this teaching about the Wheel of Life, we could do an entire series on just this one concept. But what I want to do here this morning is share a very quick snapshot of it with you here this morning. In The Wheel of Life, what happens is the main areas of our lives are broken down into seven areas or seven spokes. And these areas include your personal and social life, and that's who you spend your time with, as well as the things you spend your time doing. The second one is your work life. You know, are you where you would like to be in your career? The third one is your family life. Do you spend time nurturing your family relationships? Your spiritual life. Do you make time to study and grow spiritually? Your money. You know, how well are you meeting your budget? Are you saving? Are you investing for the future? Your mind and intellect. That's, you know, reading things that challenge you, doing crossword puzzles, learning new things. Are you developing yourself personally? Are you keeping your mind strong? And then finally, the last segment is your health. Do you have a healthy lifestyle? Are you exercising? Are you eating right so you can enjoy the later years of your life. And so the idea behind the wheel of life is that every segment is important. And when one segment or when one area is out of balance, what happens is the wheel doesn't turn right. It bumps and it bounces down the road. And so many of us, we live our lives and it feels like, why can't things be smooth? It's because one of these seven, or sometimes for some of us, more than one of these seven are just simply out of balance. And so in your soap journal, I have this printed out for you. You can grab that out and look, and this is something that I want you to take at home and work on this week. The first page includes an exercise where you're going to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on how well you're doing in each of these areas. And if you're really brave, there's also a column for your spouse or your significant other to also answer. And this will lead to some very tough but essential discussions. And how many of you know sometimes we're not really truthful with ourselves, right? But our spouses and significant others really can tell us the truth. And this exercise is so important because it reveals the areas that we're not doing as well as we should. And it's in those areas that we need to invest. We need to focus our time on improving. And then once you get that done, the next thing on the next page is to set goals in each of the seven areas, or maybe the ones you're struggling most in, that you should do. So for example, if you scored yourself, and I think maybe a lot of us here might do that, I definitely would. You know, if I gave myself a 3 in the area of physical health, you know, my first goal might be, you know what, I'm going to walk, you know, 3 miles a day, or I'm going to exercise 3 or 4 times a week. You know, a second goal under that category might be, you know what, I'm going to cut out fast food from my diet, or I'm going to stop drinking, you know, Coca-Cola or soft drinks, things that are really tough for you. So you just set some very practical things that you can follow through on. If you gave yourself a low score on the spiritual quadrant, you know, your goals might be to commit to being in God's house, you know, joining and getting a part of a life group, doing the soap journaling. And so after you set these goals, what I want you to do is don't just write them out and, you know, throw this sheet and forget it. You know, put this someplace where you'll look at them every day. I keep mine right next to my soap journal. That's where I keep mine, and I look at it, and once in a, you know, I go through it and I start reading, okay, I'm doing better here, but I'm kind of missing the mark here. And when you follow this exercise and when you do it quarterly, what'll happen is 4 times a year, you'll start making some small steps. And so many of us, we don't get where we're going because we see the end road, but it's so far away, like, how do I even get there? So if we will start by just taking a small step, what'll end up happening is instead of drifting aimlessly, now we are moving in the right direction. And eventually, you will get to the place where you always wanted to be. And at the end of the quarter, you might discover that, hey, instead of being a 3, I've moved to a 5. Or instead of a 5, I've moved to a 6. And so I encourage you, this is something that will revolutionize every part of your life, your work, your family, your relationships, your walk with God. And this is something that I know it's really practical here this morning, but I want to see you guys get to your destination and the things that God has placed in your heart. I want to see those things come to pass this year. Wayne Huizenga said it this way. He said, some people dream of success, while other people get up every morning and make it happen. Can I encourage you here this morning to stop dreaming and start doing? In fact, I really believe that God wanted me to tell somebody this morning who has been sitting and you've been waiting for God to do something. Listen, God isn't going to send a lightning bolt down from heaven and make your life a 10 in each of these areas. God is saying, I've already given you. You already have at your access everything that you need. I've ordained you. I've empowered you by my Spirit. And God is waiting for us to make steps. God is waiting for us to step into our destiny and to move into our purpose. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. And so I encourage you, start moving, start being intentional, and you're going to see God do some extraordinary things. As I wrap this up, I know that the year 2017 has no ability to speak. But if it could, this is what I think it would say. It would say, I am the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you've learned about life during the last 12 months. All that you sought the past year and failed to find is hidden in me. I'm waiting for you to search it out again with more determination. All the good that you tried to do for others and didn't achieve last year is mine to grant, providing you have fewer selfish desires and fewer conflicting desires. In me lies the potential of all that you have dreamed but didn't dare to do. All that you had hoped but did not perform. All that you prayed for but did not yet experience. These dreams slumber lightly, waiting to be awakened by the touch of an enduring purpose. I am your opportunity to renew your allegiance to Jesus Christ, who said, "Look, I am making everything new." For the remainder of this service, we're going to seek God and we're going to worship, we're going to pray together, we're going to sing together. And can I tell you right now, God is standing. He's standing at the door. He's knocking at the door of our hearts. And his desire is that we live an abundant life in 2017. And so I encourage you in the next few moments to reach out to him with a passion and a fervor that you have never done before. God wants to fill you with his Spirit. He wants to supercharge each and every one of us for his purpose in our lives. And so let's stand together and we're just going to go into a time of worship.
Thanks for listening to this message. We hope you've been encouraged by it. If you'd like more information about The Lifeway, please visit thelifeway.org.